We present Hair in the Gate, starring Harriet Thorpe, Lorelai King, Forbes Massin, Jeffrey Whitehead, and Alistair McGowan, and written by Clive Coleman.
David, of course. David. He was always begging me to ring him. Oh, lovely David. Shy, sweet, sensitive old David. I wish I should have kept in touch.
Hello?
David? Camilla Grant Davis.
Who?
Camilla, from college. Well, I finally got my act together and gave you that call you were always on about.
I'm sorry, I don't remember asking you to call me.
Forgetful, sobby old David. You absolutely sweet thing. You did. You definitely did. In the college refectory. In 1986.
Look, I'm very sorry, but I just
don't. Maybe not to me directly. I mean, there was a group of us, about 20. And as you were leaving, as you walked to the door, you know, you glanced back over your shoulder and said, "Hey, keep in touch, guys." Or something very similar. Et voila, as they say. I've been terribly busy, and I really should have got hold of you. Should have run at a more convenient time. Hodge. Darius Hodge. The romantic revolutionary with the wandering hands. Oh, hello. Mrs. Hodge. Camilla Grant Davis. Yes. Has it really been that long? Yes, I was wondering, is Darius still living at home? You sent him upstairs to take a nap. Well, perhaps if I left my number. Yes, that's right. 7 years since I last spoke to Darius. But he left a message last week to say if I call, I'm not under any circumstances to be allowed to leave my number, really. Right. That's it. I'm getting a cat.
Cup music.
It might surprise you, Tim, but people were weeping at this beauteous sign long before Gazza donned a pair of false breasts and belched into a microphone. Have you never heard of Puccini?
Oh, aye. He's the one who wrote that brilliant, subtly evocative piece, sir. They did it on the telly. What were it called?
Turandot?
No, cornetto.
Yeah.
That were it. Totally fantastic, that word. I never knew why he didn't do one for Mr. Whippy. No one asked him, I suppose.
There's a wonderful Neolithic quality about you, Tim.
Oh, thanks, Brian.
Production meeting, everybody. Meeting by production. Bazza, Ellis.
Hey, you guys are a bit puffy, Camilla. Bit of a night out last night, was it?
Actually, I could have gone out with several different friends if I'd wanted to. But I decided to stay in, catch up on some of my Open University tapes, if that's perfectly all right with everybody else.
Bazza was just asking, Camilla. No need to bite his head off.
Sorry. All that revision makes me tense. Now, about our coverage of the London Opera Festival.
At last, an opportunity to cover some real musical culture. I'm fed up with this modern rubbish.
The festival organizers have agreed that Arting About will be able to trail two of the major festival figures with a camera crew. I'm off to the Savoy shortly to meet the principal conductor, Dieter von Kaltz, and the Spanish diva, Teresa de los Montaños, to try and persuade them to be filmed.
Von Kaltz, that power-crazed Wagnerian fanatic. I detest the man. Most days he can't decide whether to conduct or to invade Poland.
Oh, come on, Brian. Aren't you being a tad xenophobic?
I'm not taking that from a jumped-up Scot.
Are you from Scotland, Bazza? Look, I really must dash.
Look, Camilla, I don't want to be offensive, but you know nothing of the great men who've composed for the gilded brilliance of the human voice. Someone like myself should go.
Brian, I am the producer. And I love opera, especially the ones with singing. Anyway, I'm going to take Tim with me. He's been researching Lohengrin.
Don't you mean Lohengrin?
Oh, crikey, I'll have to start all over again now.
Dieter, my darling, I'm so bored.
Yeah, my dear Teresa, in London one is always bored. It is the arrival of genius such as ours that enlivens this dreary country. Take that armchair that you so elegantly and voluptuously fill. Without you, it is nothing.
It's a sofa, Dieter.
Yes. You see, the grey English know nothing of beauty. Beauty is stature. Sensuality is size. The Dutch, they gave Europe Rubens women. The English gave it Twiggy. You are the most bewitching woman in Christendom with the most heavenly voice.
But how are we going to amuse ourselves in this tedious country? I need to exercise my mind, Dieter. Give me some game, some intrigue to lighten this cursed boredom.
Yeah.
Let me toy with people's minds as my voice toys with their emotions. Oh, that will probably be room service with the milkshakes and the eclairs.
What?
Yeah, for my voice, Dieter, for my voice.
Ah, Teresa.
Dieter, it's for my voice.
No, night, 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 night.
Hello? Maestro Roncalz, yeah? Madame Montagnos, Camilla Grand Davis, arching about. Oh. Can I just say what a privilege it is to meet you both? and may I introduce my researcher, Tim Mullen?
Ah, hello. Please, have a seat.
Oh, sure, isn't it terrible? Big street like this and they don't even give you a sofa.
Tim!
Sorry.
I know how awfully busy you both are. So I'll be molto al dente.
You speak musically, Miss Grant Davis.
Recorder, grade 2.
Of course. I am always drawn to a soul harmonized by sweet music.
Hey, the one thing I've never worked out about music, right?
Is how to spell it.
No. It's, how did Sparky, that little piano, play music all by itself? I mean, you know, was there someone inside it or something?
Sotto voce, Tim. Sotto voce.
Oh, right. Never heard of him.
Arting about would be honoured if you would permit our reporter, Ellis Bryant, to trail both of you during the festival. It would be a wonderful way for the public to see genius at work and culminating in the final performance of De Valkyrie, watched across London on huge television screens.
I'm sorry. I said no to any more fly-on-the-wall features after Dieter talked me into allowing Melvin Bragg to film Andre Previ's version of Starlight Express.
But, my dear, the program makers were not to blame. And besides, who could forget the formidable spectacle of you and Philip Schofield on roller skates singing Together We Are Beautiful? I think it would be a most enchanting idea. We will, of course, accept. With a music lover like yourself, Camilla, producing the program, I know we are in safe hands.
Enchanté. How wonderful. Well, I make haste to prepare our finest reporter and crew. I can assure you that our research will be of the highest order. Tim?
Hmm? Oh, aye.
Dieter, you make an absolute fool of yourself fawning all over that crumpled English roast.
I know. Wasn't I wonderful? What a virtuoso performance.
They are our distraction, my love. Don't you see? It will amuse me to seduce, deflower, and obtain an acceptance of marriage from the gawky Sloane.
It might prove to be a distracting spectacle.
Yes, my cuddling colossus. I issue a challenge. I will take the Kensington cabbage leaf, Camilla Grant Davis. You will ensnare the northern nitwit, Tim Mullen.
No, it would be too easy. He would be powerless to resist the sweet concord of my voice.
Yeah.
I could wrap him in melody and throw him onto a bed of semi-quavers before you'd even raised your baton with Camilla.
Well, perhaps you will permit a little wager on that, then, my sensual soprano.
Dieter, you know no man could resist a captain full of my curves.
That's true.
I accept.
So be it.
Come, walk amongst the mountains.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Allegro, maestro, allegro.
Where's Brian?
I think he's trying to decide on a new car.
Hey, what are all those roses doing here?
8 dozen long-stemmed red roses for Camilla, courtesy of Dieter von Kaltz.
Von Kaltz, the barbarian of Bayreuth. What the devil is he up to? Surely he couldn't be looking for Lebensraum in the arting about offices.
Why have you got all this negative energy toward von Kaltz, Brian?
Dieter von Kaltz is a monster. I never told anyone this before, but in 1953, Sir Geraint Evans introduced me to a beautiful young singer, Kerry Te Cannelloni. Half Italian, half Maori. We were half married when von Kaltz persuaded her to perform Tosca in Rome.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Shut up, Tim. What happened, Brian?
He ruined that exquisite young thing. She returned to Christchurch, neutered. In the post-war years, women were in short supply. I never found another who could hold a candle to her.
Blimey. He did seem very keen on Camilla when we married. But then again, Camilla's a great beauty.
Don't be ridiculous, Tim. I know you're researching the world of opera where bloated bints pass themselves off as demure duchesses. Come on, she's a sweet girl, but with that hair pulled back and the Barbara Woodhouse couture, Camilla...
Good morning.
...couldn't look a more radiant or intoxicating vision of womanhood had the gods themselves been voluptuously molding her all night.
Brian, stop it. Surely you don't. Well, awfully sweet, but no, you couldn't. Now, let's get on. You've got a busy day. Alice, Bazza, I told you not to bring flowers to work with you.
They're for you, Camilla.
Don't be silly, Bazza. Why would you want to waste your money on a miserable stay-at-home like me?
They're not from me, Camilla. They're from Dieter von Kaltz.
Oh, from Dieter? All of them?
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
He did seem to take a shine to you, Camilla.
I'm sure you're wrong, Tim. This is probably a common gesture of friendship in the opera world. Yes, look, he's written a polite note.
Oh, let's have a look. A rose for a rose. Whoa. I am bewitched by your beauty, enthralled to your fragrance. Oh, I pray show me your soft petals, not your thorns. Eh? Eternally, eternally, Dieter.
Dieter! You see, a simple courtesy.
Well, he's phoned 4 times this morning, begging for you to return his call.
Why would someone so distinguished, cultured and handsome want anything to do with a woman who just seems to put people off?
Well, that'll probably be him again. Why don't you ask him, eh?
Come on. We're all being silly. I'll just take the call in my office. I've got to go there anyway to answer the phone.
I don't know what that Meister Kraut is up to, but I'm going to find out.
Dinner? Tonight at the Savoy? Yes, I think I'm free. Let me look at my diary. Watch a tape of Lesson 3, draw a diagram of suspension bridge. Yes, I think I can move things around.
Oh, my dear, you have already moved the Rhine Mountains to expose my longing heart, where all can read the words, Camilla, Camilla, über alles.
Adieu, mein amigo.
Okay. Carmen, oh, those great tunes, eh? Now, who wrote them? Bazza?
Beezy, Tim.
Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have bothered you.
Jesus. See you, Bazza.
Yo, Brian, would you mind turning that high-pitched bawling off? I'm trying to do some research here on opera.
Tim, my heart has drawn me to this office.
Miss De Los Montagnos, sorry, I didn't realise. Have a seat. We haven't got any sofas, sorry.
Oh, Tim, I must speak to you. Was it not obvious at the hotel that I mask my feelings so well? Okay. I must spend the evening with you. Come, hold my magnificence.
I'm going bowling tonight. I can't really put it off. Sorry.
But surely you would rather be wooed by the silken sound of a sensuous siren.
Luke, I'll be late for my opening ball. I'll see you. To bring your own bowling shirt, mate. Have you ever been on the back of an under 50 before?
May I help you, sir?
Quiet. I want you and 3 waiters to surround me and walk to that table behind the pillar.
Certainly, sir. In any particular formation?
Just do it, will you?
Mr. von Kaltz, it's so very kind of you to invite me to dinner. It's so unnecessary. I'm used to very many important people to see.
Dieter, please. Oh. On the contrary, I'm honored that so charming and beautiful a woman like you could make time for me. Oh. You must have young men throwing themselves at you. Here, another glass of champagne. Oh. So, Camilla, let me speak plainly. Life is an orchestra. Love is its melody, passion its theme, and happiness its finale. I wish you to join me in a sublime symphony of souls.
So that's what the frustrated Führer's up to.
Sorry, I'm a bit of a novice on music and on love, really. I think perhaps I should go home and do a bit of practice, a few broken chords, some shattered scales.
I want you to share my life, Camilla.
But Dieter, what could I give you? And aren't you seeing Madame de los Montagnos?
Ha! That duplicitous diva.
To keep her happy, I indulge her.
You seeing anyone?
Well, no, not in any human sense. A vicious circle. My last boyfriend was wonderful and sensitive.
Yeah.
But he told me that if I didn't stop feeling insecure about myself, he'd leave me.
Oh, come, come, my dear. You are distressed. Perhaps some fresh air and then a nightcap in my suite.
Oh.
Oh, no, you don't, Wilkins. If Brian Melvin still has breath in him, you've corrupted your last innocent. Waiters!
Hold on. Coroner, don't leave. Now, look out, bollards!
Oh, team, hombre.
What?
Will you pull over? The cold air is bad for the voice.
Right you are. The bike's listing badly anyway.
Oh, that's better. Oh, team, you have a wonderful baritone. Yeah. Have you ever done any singing?
Oh, well, just a bit of karaoke.
Oh, come, Nino, let me show you. Put your lips together like you were giving a kiss. Mm. Control the breathing. You must fill the breast with air like so. Oh, give me your hand. Up, down. Up, down. See how the breast rise and fall. Rise and fall. It is pleasant.
I'm feeling a bit seasick, actually.
Oh, and Tim, stop pretending. My love, let our bodies cavort in a dancing duet of debauchery.
I didn't bring out, you know, I've not got any,
get physical, or I'll body slam you. Oh, Tim! Tim! Come back! I want talking!
See ya!
What an enchanting evening. Come and sit beside me on the sofa, my dear.
Oh, Maestro, this has been the most thrilling evening for me.
Yeah.
But perhaps I ought to let you rest. We start filming tomorrow.
Camilla, please. I cannot think of tomorrow, at least not without you. Oh. Come, some music.
I've been so lonely for so long. I can hardly breathe. My voice is trembling.
You have a quivering vibrato.
Yes, an old one. But I don't use it when I've got a regular boyfriend.
Oh, Camilla, dear, let me remove that bow. Shake down those lustrous curls and head up, head up. Let me see those sweet, sad blue eyes. So full of cares.
Oh, my life, I've dreamt of a man of distinction, maturity and sensitivity.
Oh, what strong and pretty arms, my Rhine maiden.
Lacrosse and gardening.
Oh, let me annex with my lips your Ruhr Valley. Oh. Allow me to hold a plebiscite of passion in your Alsace-Lorraine.
Oh, yeah.
I feel a blitzkrieg of nibbling and nuzzling coming on. Oh, my love, I want to breach your Maginot Line, invade and conquer your Sedan territory.
Confusing me. My geography is terrible.
Room service for Maestro von Kalt.
I didn't order anything. Camilla, don't get up.
Iced champagne.
You idiot.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir.
Oh, Camilla, wait.
You've taken me on a Euro-rail ride of love, Dieter. But I need more time to think. Good night, sweet darling.
You fool! I'd almost had her.
I'm warning you to keep your bratwurst away from that innocent young thing.
Brian Melvin, friend of Evans the Voice. How dare you enter my room?
Look, Dieter, this isn't the case of getting your towel down on a sun lounger. We're talking about the woman I work with. Camilla's been going through a vulnerable period. Her 20s and 30s haven't been easy.
You were a second rater in 1953. You couldn't keep Carita Cannelloni.
Don't mention...
And you can't keep Camilla Grant Davis. Now get out!
You might have pushed us out of the EMS, but meddle with our women folk, and they'll have to surgically remove your baton before your next concert.
Sir?
So that's what the fiend is up to. It's all some game to ensnare Camilla. You've got to talk to her, Ellis.
But what can I say? I haven't seen her this happy since she sent in her blind date audition tape.
What are you friends with her, Brian?
Friends? Don't appease him. I tell you, he was making totally unacceptable demands. Am I the only person who realizes that this madman will stop at nothing?
Tomorrow belongs to me. Oh, Brian, Basil, Ellis, how wonderful to see you all.
Camilla, we work here.
I know. But then you've all been such splendid colleagues. No, not colleagues. Friends to have worked with over the years.
He's making his final push tomorrow, enticing her away. Talk to her, Ellis.
Okay. Camilla, mm-hmm. I'm the first one to share a person's happiness, but are you sure you're not compromising your professional relationship with Dieter von Kautz?
Oh, but Ellis, he's so strong, so powerful. He makes me feel so helpless, and yet protected.
But Camilla, are you sure he really cares about you?
Oh, you should see him in his conductor's uniform, Ellis. There's an aura about him. A lone figure controlling the hearts and minds of the masses.
You don't know what you're dealing with, Camilla.
We just want you to be happy.
Oh, and dear friends, I shall be. I have in my hand a piece of paper signed by the German conductor. In it, he demands that I meet him after tonight's performance of Die Walküre and begin an appointment as his personal aide and companion. And he assures me that he'll make no further demands.
But, Camilla, don't you see? That piece of paper isn't worth the paper that it is.
No, Brian, you're wrong. Look, I know I'm not a great catch. I know that. I never thought I'd find happiness. I was ready to settle for a life of nighttime television and a pen friend. But I'm 35, and I met a wonderful man who's just foolish enough to love me.
Camilla, your trusting nature makes me weep, but I beg you to think again.
No, Brian. Does anyone know for sure what the future holds? I've been too lonely for too long. Arting about and you, dear friends, have been my life. But I want my 5 minutes of fondness.
Oh, brilliant, Ellis. Why didn't you just surrender unconditionally and goose-step her up to his boudoir?
Camilla's too smitten to hear the truth from any of us. She's got to see the real von Kautz for herself. Listen, I've got an idea. It's the afternoon before the opening performance of Die Walküre. Our cameras have been allowed to film Dieter von Kautz and Teresa de los Montaños being interviewed for the new Channel 4 series, Terry Christian's Guide to the Opera.
Now, hang on to you, right? I've always thought... yeah. A bit of a friendly crowd in tonight makes a change, but... Coming back to you, Zita, right, and the script as well, actually. Yep. I've always thought, right, that opera is just like a load of blokes and, like, lady blokes sort of screaming their heads off.
What?
Yeah.
Is this man the subject of a genetic experiment?
Hey, come on now, be fair, right? Teresa, coming to you, Teresa, what's it like being in a small dressing room with Luciano Pavarotti after a curry?
I don't know what you mean. I never touched him.
Du Luftverpester aus Manchester! Turn off the camera! Stand him up! Up!
Hey, up! Hey, now, I'm used to a bit of argy-bargy on this programme, but come on, play the games here, all right? I mean, I don't want to, like, dwell on Wembley 1966.
Ich bin now. Dem Leibten Lebenden Meister! Du hast kein Respekt!
Ow!
Well, thanks a million for letting us film you both. Would you mind awfully if me and the crew left our equipment here till after the performance?
But of course.
Excuse me. I'm so sorry. Camilla. Oh, you look magnificent. That helmet. Shield. Horns.
Dieter asked me to meet him as Brunhilde to help him wind down from the performance. Mind that sphere.
Camilla, look, I think
Mr. Brian, please don't say anything. My mind's made up. Oh, look, there's Tim and Ellis.
Sorry, we're late. I was trying to get Mr. Los Montagnos some roses as a sort of peace offering.
Everything's set up. The edited stuff will go great with the live coverage.
I just hope this shock therapy of yours works. The poor girl...
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Royal Opera House and the climax of the 9th London Opera Festival. Tonight's performance of Die Walküre is indeed an historic occasion, bringing, as it does, opera to the masses. The opera, as I'm sure you know, will be viewed simultaneously on stage and on the vast television monitors beside the stage and in each of the royal parks.
I feel lightheaded, intoxicated. Who'd have thought I'd ever be the recipient of Dieter's ring?
Are you sure this is absolutely necessary, Alice? She's so in love.
Trust me, Brian.
And in a few minutes, we will welcome Maestro Dieter von Kautz and his cast. But first, let us bring high seas through high tech, libretti through lasers, and arias if you've got an aureole. Ha ha. Time now to then turn on the screen.
As the tedious English Frau even agreed to sit in the audience dressed as Brunhilde.
Oh, no.
Tonight, my camp will be over.
Demoyen, he should be in a home for the criminally inane. Come here, Dieter, mi amor.
I'm coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's clearly been a technical hitch. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Camilla, but you had to know.
Right, all right, Ellie. It's all my fault. I was too keen on him. I scared him off.
There you are, Camilla. Please, please don't cry.
Oh, Brian, I'm desolated. This is the end.
It's not the end, dear Camilla. It's not the beginning of the end, but it's perhaps the end of the beginning. In 1953, Dieter von Kautz ruined the beautiful young soprano who owned my heart.
I'll never meet anyone so mature, so dignified.
We can't let him win, Camilla. We're two stranded souls, but we'll fight him in the press. We'll fight him in the opera houses. We'll fight him in the concert halls. We will never surrender. Camilla, over the last few days, I... With your hair down. In certain lights. You have a half Maori Italian at quality. Camilla, could you ever consider a man like myself?
You, Brian! Could you ask me at a time like this? I've got to go home. I'm recording a tutorial on high tensile steel.
I'm sorry, sweet one. I shouldn't have asked. It was totally unprofessional of me. I shan't trouble you with my sight again.
Oh, no, Brian. We'll meet again. Don't know where. Don't know when. I hope we'll meet again some sunny day.
My place tomorrow at 8?
7:30. I'll bring the oysters and Brian. Brian, wear your regimental tie. It suits you.
The Gates starred Harriet Thorpe, Lorelei King, Forbes Masson, Jeffrey Whitehead, Alistair McAllen, and Geraldine Fitzgerald. The show was written by Clive Coleman with music by Murray Gold. The producer was Paul Schlesinger.